بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you a little bit about one of the most important aspects of our deen, especially with to do with akhlaq, with our manners and our ways of relating to each other. And that is to do with what we call in Arabic al-adabul ikhtilaf, or in English, the etiquette of disagreement. The etiquette of disagreement. The manners of disagreement. Now, why is this important? First and foremost, just think about this. If you are being taught the adab or the etiquette of meeting people, then what does that tell you? The first and foremost thing, it tells you that it is permissible for you to meet people, that you should meet people, there's nothing wrong with meeting people, and that since you are going to be meeting people, then you should know what is the right way of doing that. How do you meet people in a way which is respectful, which is dignified, which is positive, which promotes good feeling, right? So the adab, to have a set of etiquette, to have an etiquette, to have a set of manners of doing something, the first and foremost thing that it indicates for us is the fact that that thing is legal, it is halal, it is permissible, and there's nothing wrong in doing that. So here, when we are saying al-adabul ikhtilaf, when we are saying the manners of disagreement, the first thing to understand is that Islam does not prohibit us from disagreement. Islam does not say do not disagree. Therefore, it is permissible to disagree. It is permissible to have an alternate opinion. It's permissible to have a different point of view on any matter. And that is the reason why, since it is permissible, therefore, it is being prescribed for us, and we are being given guidelines of how to do it. When there is a set of rules of how to do something, obviously, it means it is permissible to do that thing. If it wasn't permissible to do it, there would be no need to define how to do it. So, quite some of you might be surprised when I say that it is permissible to disagree, because that is a fact. It is permissible to disagree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not prohibit us from disagreement. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us from was to turn the disagreement into a means of disunity, to turn the disagreement into a means of division, into a means where we divide ourselves, where we start hating each other, where we form divisions. And we separate ourselves from our brothers and sisters in Islam. Now, that is what is prohibited. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah said, do not have, he said, Allah said, hold to, firmly together to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not divide amongst yourselves, right? Allah did not say do not differ. He didn't say do not disagree. Allah did not say la takhtalifu. He said la tafarraqu. He said to do not divide yourself. Do not form into sects. Do not form into groups. Do not form into bodies where you are for this one or against that one, because this one agrees with you and that one disagrees with you. So, this is a very, very important thing for us to remember. I am going to send you an audio clip, which is an interview with very important and famous Danish politicians who was a member of the Freedom Party, whose stated aim was Islamophobia, of fighting Islam, of denigrating and demonizing Islam. And for many years, he was a very strong member of that. And then this person, he started studying Islam, obviously with the intention of finding more and more damaging things that he could find from there and use them. And as a result of which, when he formed, when he studied Islam, instead of going there and finding these damaging things, that resulted in him actually accepting Islam. So eventually he accepted Islam. Now, if you read that, if you listen to that, and I do recommend strongly that you do listen to it. If you listen to that, you will be amazed at the integrity of this person in considering and looking at contrary views. Contrary views and opinions. Now, this is an amazing thing. This is something which is really worth thinking about and reflecting on and emulating, which is that do we have the confidence to listen to a view that is different from our own? Now, you might be surprised at my use of the word confidence, but that is a fact. Only a person who's confident with his own or her own view on something, only a person who is confident with their own opinion will be open to listening to an alternate opinion. So, the question to ask yourself the moment you find your mind closing, shutting down or closing up, or you find yourself getting irritated and angry when somebody expresses an opinion different from whatever you hold, is what is your level of confidence in your own opinion? Whatever you believe in, how confident are you about that belief? Now, we get angry because our belief gets shaken. And we don't like that. So, we get angry. But the question to ask, of course, is that why is my belief so weak that it gets shaken when somebody questions it or when somebody has a different opinion? So, do think about that and say, what is the level of confidence that I have in my in myself and in my own belief. Then, when we have done that, next question to ask is that therefore, how must I differ? The first and foremost thing to understand about differing is that difference of opinion, the fact that somebody is expressing a difference of opinion, indicates one very important thing, and that is that they are actually interested in that matter. They are interested in that thing which you are debating, which you are discussing, because if they were not interested, they would just walk away, right? Mentally walk away, physically walk away. They would just shut off and they wouldn't bother because, why would they bother? Right? They're not interested. The fact that they are even engaging with you, the fact that they have an opinion and they are willing to speak out that opinion and to talk about it, it means that they are interested in that particular matter. So, when we are talking about something, ask yourself, do you want people to be interested in what you're saying? And if you want people to be interested, then what comes with the packaging is the fact that some of those people who are interested will not agree. We cannot have, unless you are sitting in an echo chamber, which is a very dangerous situation to be in, where you only hear opinions, approved opinions, or you only hear people agreeing with you all the time, because a lot of times that kind of agreement is really another form of manipulation. People who are expressing that agreement are not necessarily agreeing. They are not necessarily people who really agree. But they are saying that because it suits them, because they want to please you and they know that you are not amenable to listening to anything contrary. So, they say things to please you, jise hum Urdu mein kehte hain, haan mein haan milate hain. But actually, there is no guarantee that they really do have or share your opinion, or they do share your commitment to that particular issue. So, accepting and understanding dissent correctly means to accept and understand that dissent is a sign of engagement, dissent is a sign of a person agreeing, a person being interested, And dissent is not a sign of opposition to you. It's not an insult to you. It's not, it doesn't mean the other person is your enemy. The person is merely disagreeing with an opinion that you have expressed or an opinion that you hold. So this this acceptance and agreement, acceptance and disagreement, respecting somebody who has a different opinion, this is very much a part of our Islamic akhlaq, very much a part of our Islamic system, and it is something that I want to say to you, that think about this and then examine your own attitudes and say, well, how do you behave in that situation? If you are faced with somebody who disagrees with you, what is your, how do you behave with that? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, we'll continue with this subject, of course, but for now, this is enough. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn the method and the ways and the manners and the etiquette of disagreeing positively, disagreeing in a way which is beneficial, disagreeing in a way which helps to draw hearts together and not draw them apart. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ورحمة الله.